De Niro, Pesci, Keitel, Pacino, old home week for the mob and Martin Scorsese's much-awaited and acclaimed The Irishman, which had its debut at the New York Film Festival last month and is now in theaters. Our film critic Harlan Jacobson went to the movies this week as a regular guy with one of the little people and tells us what he saw.
Based on former DA-turned-crime novelist Charles Brand's 2004 book, I Hear You Paint Houses, The Irishman centers on Frank Sheeran, a hitman who rose through the ranks of the Italian mob, became president of a Teamsters local largely on the strength of his likability and his efficient manner of splattering inconvenient obstacles blood on the walls of their domiciles. Hence, the house paint was always blood red. I saw it with a friend of mine, a short guy who works as a wolf on Wall Street, who emerged from the very comfy Bowtie Theater in Stamford that boasts a big screen and Barca loungers and said to me, "Well, I guess that's the end of a genre." Whoa, wait, that's my turf. I've never said to him, "Time to get short," not simply because I don't want to pander, but because I don't presume to talk about his game at the game level. But there it is, the end of a genre, end of a generation, the Scorsese generation that wrestled with the question of values, fraternity, ethnicity, and the authentic reading of America. Completing the full arc of Scorsese and Coppola mobsters who traversed this landscape from young to now old, De Niro narrates the story in flashback from a wheelchair in a nursing home as the lone surviving mob guy, Frank Sheeran, an Irisher. Joe Pesci returns from a 20-year golf game as a mafia chief. Bobby Cannavale plays a hood named Skinny Razor. Harvey Keitel inflates his cheeks like a blowfish as mobster Angelo Bruno, one in a series of rubouts here. Ray Romano plays a mob mouthpiece. And the cherry on the sundae, Al Pacino swings from his heels as Jimmy Hoffa. Hoffa, who joined Amelia Earhart, Judge Crater, and D.B. Cooper as the four horse people of the apocalypse who went missing in the 20th century. As a kid, growing up in the same geographic area as the mixed German, Dutch, Irish, American Hoffa, I remember him. He had a flat, almost nasally thin Midwestern voice, a real tough guy kisser with wolf eyes and a chopped white temples sideburnless haircut. He looked fierce. As the drama unfolds, Pacino plays Hoffa increasingly as an Italian goomba out of earlier Scorsese films, speaking in sonorous Italian that Steve Zalian's script pauses to note Hoffa picked up in the nabe. Here's Pesci's Russell Buffalino introducing the kid, Irisher Sheeran, to Hoffa over the phone, brought to the table by a waiter, the ultimate symbol of power in the 1950s.
Let me put McGee on the phone.
Hello? Hey, my friend, how are you? Listen, I got that kid I was talking to you about here. I'm going to put him on the phone and let you talk to him, okay?
Right. Hello? Is that Frank?
Yes.
Hiya, Frank. This is Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah, yeah.
Glad to meet you.
Well, glad to meet you, too.
Even if it's over the phone. I heard you paint houses.
Yes, yes, sir, I do. I do, and I also do my own carpentry.
I'm glad to hear that.
I understand you're a brother of mine.
Yes, sir. Local 107 since 1947.
Yeah. You know,
our friend speaks very highly of you.
Well, thank you.
He's not an
easy man to please.
Well, I do my best.
That kid? Well, most of the time, as old Hoffa, Pacino plunges around the ring here like this is all Requiem for Old Rocky. But the choice to have all those Hall of Famers play themselves back as kids on the way up when they were young in the 1950s, aided by Benjamin Button-style CGI cinema tricks to age them down, is more than disconcerting. It's derailing. But, al-di-la, there's somebody doing Jerry Vale songs in a supper club. There's no credit here, by the way, for a Jerry Vale character. And somebody else doing Don Rickles. I guess you had to be there. The Irishman is a reunion of actors I like, or have liked. While I agree with Scorsese's much-publicized remarks that most Hollywood movies are theme park rides, The Irishman, ironically, felt like it's 3.5 hours spent in Jurassic Park, watching the Triceratops circle the legs of the Tyrannosaurus Rex, protected by the Brontosaurus lawyer, while the baby condors, Jesse Plemons as Hoffa's son, Stephen Graham as Tony Provenzano, Jack Houston as Bobby Kennedy in his sheriff days, all buzz around the ears of the stumbling doomed. In fact, the most real moments belonged a little too patly to the women actors in the film. Briefly and first to Catherine Narducci, playing Pesci's wife, born into the job as mob royalty from Sicily, who says nothing and simply gets rid of his bloody clothes when he comes home late from another house painting job. And another, as a cliché of lost innocence, Anna Paquin, who plays Peggy, one of Sheeran's grown children, who watches De Niro as her dad, Frank, at Hoffa's wake, and wordlessly conveys to him and to us that she gets it. She finally gets who her father is, and what he does, and how he does it, and how he lives it. Well, Aunt Kay from The Godfather could have told her that. God knows she told us. Does The Irishman solve the mystery of Jimmy Hoffa's disappearance in 1975? Scorsese followed Zalian, who followed Brandt's 2004 book, and Scorsese filmed Brandt's version of Hoffa's hit and cremation. Myself, I like the myth that Hoffa ended up in Japanese steel for a Datsun. It's a Scorsese, so the film is built with quality contributions. Robbie Robertson, Scorsese's love man from The Band and The Last Waltz, scored the film. And ace Mexican cameraman Rodrigo Prieto, Brokeback Mountain, Babel, Wolf of Wall Street, did the camera work, so it looks immaculate. But that begs the what and why of The Irishman. To paraphrase Sir Edmund Hillary, and with thanks to Netflix, because Marty could. Is it better on a gargantuan screen in a Barca lounger? Sure. So's life. I'll watch it again, probably, on my reasonably sized flat screen at home, but I don't think the film was substantially diminished from its well-crafted pointlessness. The takeaway? It comes out on Netflix November 27th. Until then, we probably have other tickets.
Al di là del bene più prezioso ci sei tu. Al di là del sogno più ambizioso ci sei tu. Where you walk, flowers bloom. When you smile, all the gloom turns to sunshine, and my heart opens wide. When you're gone, it fades inside and seems to have died.